who he.
Shut up! WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
We love to do it in different places than just our bedroom.
Yeah? That's we more information than I need.
We live on the golf course.
This is the Oprah Show.
We live on the golf course, so we use the golf course at night.
Who's she talking to?
Some chick.
That's too good. I was just too good. Because you know everybody wants to know what hole.
Oprah.
What about the vagina?
I'm sorry.
It's not.
The Don and Mike Show. Clean on the outside, but filthy and diseased on the inside. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
He prefers to be treated like a dog. Also, a toilet.
Right. MF-er, I want more iced tea.
Yeah. Clothing optional.
Fascinating.
Fascinating.
Gay sex, whoa.
Whoa.
What glorious goo.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
All right. A little quiet for Super Jock.
A little quiet here, please. A little quiet on the scenes. Quiet. I think we'll wait till tomorrow to discuss Waxy Wayne Newton on Dancing with the Stars. Okay. I don't think there's a chance that Waxy Wayne will be voted off tonight.
No, he's. I think he's got the sympathy vote. Yeah. I think he's iconic, and I think that he's got a chance of hanging in there.
So we'll talk about something else right after this break.
How about that band?
Now we all hold up little signs with numbers on them.
Seven. You know what? It ain't American Idol.
No.
And even their band has that jive.
I watched the show last night because of Waxy Wayne. Uh-huh. Because, hey, we're fans of Wayne Newton. Right. We've had him on the show. We've been to see him. And
oh, we're practically neighbors.
He's a good guy.
Right.
And he's funny. And he's got a girdle on. And he's got his mascara on.
And to the best of my knowledge, he's never fought dogs.
That's true.
Thank you, Mike.
There you go.
He never. He's a lover, not a fighter.
That's right.
We're all Wayniacs. So I'm watching this show last night, and the battle is, what do we do at 9 o'clock when Greg House comes on?
Yes.
Now, I know you certainly can TiVo one and watch the other one, but Dancing with the Tards is live.
Right.
And what if Rob wants to call me to comment on, like, for instance, when House was talking about vaginas?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
I mean, right away, I know, I got to talk to Rob because House is talking about vaginas. What
Greg doing? House.
Sure.
So we go between.
Plays the mean guitar.
We go between the two shows. Mm-hmm. And as it turns out, if you're watching it in real time, when House went to a commercial, right at that moment, Janet came in from the other room and said, Wayne Newton is singing and dancing right now.
Did he sing?
Well, not really sing.
Right. I didn't see him.
It was more of him just kind of gliding and smiling.
This is. Did he cha-cha or foxtrot? That's what I'm curious about.
I think he foxtrotted.
Ah, good. It's good that he foxtrotted.
You know what was really annoying? And Mark Cuban was the worst about this.
With his fake hip?
You mean Frankenstein?
And when trying to grow a beard?
When people are dancing but singing along with the music.
Oh. Not good.
No, I don't like that.
Not good at all.
I want to see smiles.
Very scary.
Smiles, please.
Mary Osmond had a slit in her skirt.
Yes, she did.
That went all the way up to that log splitter.
Marie Osmond, who has been, who hasn't exactly been driving past the Dunkin' Donuts since Donnie and Maria. She looked like, she just looked a little puffy.
She looks much better than she did the last time I saw her when she was selling her dolls or whatever, her porcelain dolls.
Uh-huh. She's been through a tough time, I think.
Didn't she have some problem with her face breaking, like she couldn't cry or something?
She had some sort of issue. They had a behind-the-scenes thing when the Osmonds were doing the reunion special.
Right.
Where she was forgetting lyrics.
Ooh.
And Donnie had to console her because she was out there. And they showed a clip of it where she sits there and goes, and I... And Donnie's got to console her because she can't remember the lyrics.
Is it as good as that Tony Romo commercial?
No.
Okay. It's 40...
Well, they've got a pretty good crop on Dancing with the Stars this year. They've got that little chunky hip-hop girl that's on there, the blonde, who dances pretty well.
I agree with you about the formatting and the pacing of the
show. Oh, it's so jive.
And I know that there's normally a hot chick that stands next to the self-loathing Tom Bergeron.
Yeah, now we have Drew Lachey.
I still believe that Tom Bergeron is self-loathing. We're going to try to get him back on the show to
try to convince us that he's self-loathing.
Yes.
But they've got like a punk who might as well be, who was the boy on the first year of American Idol? Dunkelman.
Dunkelman.
Oh, right. Yes, Brian.
Well, they brought Drew Lachey in because the lady that stands next to Bergeron got pregnant. So now he's in there until she has the recovery of the baby. And I'm sure the producers were thrilled at the timing of this.
But that's where you got to American Idol to show up a little bit. I mean, you got to take...
You got to bring a chick in. You got to bring a replacement chick. Mm-hmm. You know what this is? This is soft producers.
Right.
Because obviously they say, oh, she's pregnant. They've known it for a while, probably known that she was not going to be available. So instead of bringing in a chick that would be a threat to this lady, mm-hmm. they bring in Drew Lachey. You got Drew Lachey standing next to Tom Bergeron. It doesn't work.
Did Lachey win? I know he competed.
Yeah, he won.
Yeah. He won.
Yeah, former winner.
Horrible.
And it was one of the big deals because they, you know, it's right during the Jessica Simpson breakup
okay.
with Nick Lachey. And they had Nick Lachey, who was like in that rebound mode, sitting in the front row for every single performance of his brother.
I couldn't help watching that show thinking that my mom, Big Frieda, had been to see him Sunday night in Ocean City. He got on a plane.
Uh-huh. He's got to be tired.
Went from Ocean City, Maryland to Los Angeles, and the part where I really felt bad for Wayne Newton for no other reason than it was awkward,
yeah.
when they said, and coming up, it's the crazy billionaire, it's the speed skater, and the Las Vegas legend, and they're all standing next to each other, and Wayne Newton was just miming next to Mark Cuban like, crazy.
Yeah, yeah. He mugs terribly for the camera.
I hate that. He's used to being on stage, and you can get away with mugging on stage.
Right. Yeah, but he mugs
for the... But he's on high-def television.
Yeah,
it doesn't work at all. And, you know, whether or not Wayne is tired makes no difference because his eyes are perpetually surprised.
He's always smiling. When they showed Wayne, did you see any of the behind-the-scenes where he was working out in the dance studio? Did they have some of that? Because that's where you see the real... Wayne, like where his face is tan and his body is white.
He is sweaty. He was sweating through every shirt, wow. and that was magnificent.
I would love to buy the girdle that he has.
Yeah, I got the same feeling. He's shaped it like his shirt hangs on him like a bell.
Now, do you think he'll be, Wayne Newton will be keeping his vigorous performance schedule during the taping of the show? Obviously, if he went to Ocean City, he honored that commitment.
Well, Mike, I have to tell you that I happen to know that he'll be performing in pubic hair, Pennsylvania, something like that. This weekend, because Janet's mother is going to see him this Saturday night in Pennsylvania.
Jesus.
Wow.
Next month, he's at the Birchmere, too.
Because one of the things I will tell you about Dancing with the Stars that they always say is because these people are legitimately learning these moves, it is quite a grueling schedule.
Yeah.
Where they're up like at 8 o'clock in the morning, they work through the entire day into the evening, and then he's flying out and doing these shows, and, you know, Wayne's not getting any younger.
The 28th, he'll be in New Wilmington, Pennsylvania. That's the 27th. The 28th, he'll be in Roanoke. The 29th, he'll
be in... That's it, whatever the thing, the 27th, that's the one that Jan's mom's going to
North Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. So he's out there. He's on the road.
Roanoke is like going home. That's near Casa de Shenandoah, the original one.
Right.
He loves it. I just can't keep up with this grueling schedule.
Wayne, you're so old.
They're going to keep him on because he's Wayne Newton. For instance, Mike, hold on, let me play you the part from... where the judges were judging him.
And I hate their music on Dancing with the Stars.
And basically
so jive.
And the judges are soft, too.
Right. Basically, all they said to him was, you're great, you're a legend.
Right.
Because they don't want him to be voted off.
Well, first of all, it's just an honor to see you up close like this. My goodness, you know, you have some tough competition in this. You are one of the older competitors in our group, but you are so...
Well, not compared to Len.
Well, yeah, of course. Lucky for you, Len is here.
Now, you'll notice you don't hear Wayne Newton at all during this clip.
Because he's gasping for oxygen?
Yes. He's standing next to the chick that he's dancing with, and he's doing this thing where he's smiling.
Uh-huh.
But if his mic was open, it would be like...
He's desperate for air. Oh,
the girl.
Another man looking at you. You're welcome.
But you are so charming out there. I want to give you a little hint for the future. I want to see you open up your hips just a little more. I think you got more hip action lying in those hips. You got to wake it up and bring it to the floor. Okay?
All right, Len.
Well, you know, I've got to just say this. I've had more fun tonight watching these six guys dance than on any other
show. Yeah.
Why do we have to have all these British queens on our shows? I mean, there's only one Simon Cowell.
And this guy is not even close to Simon Cowell.
No,
but the one that's coming up is the one I always say, oh, you are just so wonderful, Wayne Newton.
The little guy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. I really have. And Wayne, you know, you didn't come out, obviously, with the same attack and the same aggression as those other guys. What you did, though, you came out and showed us a lot of great basic moves. Well done to you, Cheryl. You're a great performer, and I'd like to just say well done.
They're just being so polite.
They're kissing his ass, because you know what? He's probably going to get booted.
I disagree. I had a discussion with Jan last night. She watches the show a lot.
Right.
She's watched it since the beginning.
Right.
And we were trading theories like American Idol, Dancing with the Stars. Mm-hmm. The way she explained it to me, her take is that it's a popularity contest
right.
until you get down to the last five or six.
Okay.
So she said if you have somebody like Wayne Newton, he might as well be Sangina. That
I think Wayne would fit the demo of that show. I'm not sure how that show doesn't necessarily skew all that old, but it skews to everybody. It's a popular show.
Well, there's a lot of people who know him from the goddamn Chevy Chase movie.
Right.
Like,
right.
That's their only point of reference on Wayne Newton is
sure.
that that chick was a Wayniac.
And he's kind of iconic. I mean, people know him.
Yeah.
So anyway, my girlfriend convinced me over. She said, listen, it doesn't matter how they dance for the first month or 2 months. It's strictly a popularity contest.
All right. Now, are you going to play a comment from the gay Antonio Banderas?
Well, it's great. It's great to see the sizzler from Sin City with us. It really is.
That's your man, Mike.
It's just so. Every time, it's just like this. What I'd like to do, you dance so beautiful. I'd like you to take your pants off for me right now. Show us the twig and berries, please. And I'm sure there is plenty of sizzle there. The hip action, obviously, after Albert.
Stains.
I wouldn't
sizzle.
Even have.
It reminds me of Martin Short in Father of the Bride. You know the movie I'm
yes,
talking about?
Exactly. Right, right.
Yeah, doing anything. So, you know, the next time we're doing Latin, you've got to get the hips going, watching your foot placement, because obviously it is very important. Technically, we got to look, you know, we got to look at it. But it's a great honor having here. And, you know, hopefully you stay with us for a long time.
Thanks. All right.
Hi. Long time. I let them come back see you in your dressing room.
So they just kissed his ass. He's got to be so safe tonight. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
How you guys doing? Radio God.
Hi, what's up?
Hey, the reason that Wayne's doing so much of this road work is keep in mind that they level the Stardust in Vegas.
Yeah, he does not have a home. As far as I know, he doesn't have a home in Las Vegas.
That's sad because
exactly. He was doing two and three nights a year for like friggin' 20-something years.
That is sad
now
because...
Now he doesn't have that cushion, so that's why he's not doing these like Pennsylvania and Hobunk and the rest of them.
I heard on the Regis show today, how sad is it that Wayne Newton doesn't have a room in Las Vegas, but Carrot Top has a two-year deal. Is it with the Luxor?
Carrot Top will be at the Luxor. He's just finished a two-year deal, and he's re-upped for another 2 years at the Luxor, where he will bring out his Carrot Top boxes. And we saw, I stayed and watched that today, and watched Carrot Top's act, which you know that he's making enough money where he's got writers now.
Right.
So his act is, I mean, it truly is. He walks in and he goes, hey, this is how a man should carry a baby. And it has a man in like a 12-pack of Budweiser. And the audience is just going, bah! He's so funny, Carrot Top.
Did you hear Regis Philbin discussing him? He works so hard. He has a warehouse.
Yeah, he has a warehouse with all his stuff.
He has props.
He's got all his junk. Isn't that incredible? Let's welcome Carrot Top.
It'd be Wayne Newton doesn't have a home in Vegas, but Carrot Top does.
Well, that's there is no justice.
And I know we've never solved this riddle before with our Las Vegas listeners. The riddle of Danny Gans.
Danny Gans. If one more person comes up to me and says, hey, that Danny Gans puts on a great show.
Hello.
He sings just like the real singers.
Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Radio Gods.
Hi, what?
Hey, listen, I want to let you know that that whole Drew Lachey co-hosting stuff, there was this girl that worked for that wrestling WWE stuff that was on the show that danced, and she was real hot. If they were going to get a replacement, she should have been the one.
I just don't understand why we have Tom Bergeron with Drew Lachey. I have no idea why we had to give Drew Lachey that gig unless somebody had a personal hand in it.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Maybe Bergeron.
Hi there. Hey. Mike, he's self-loathing. He's self-loathing. Let's leave it there.
You're a good friend. I'm sorry.
Hello.
The only place I know Wayne Newton from is Mars Attacks. That's the only time I remember.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Wayne Newton. Sure.
I'm cool
Fantastic
with that.
Fantastic movie. I'm cool. All right, John and Joe, you take it easy.
Okay.
All right, you know, the thing is, you know, Wayne Newton is, even for people our age, we are at the tail end of Wayne. We would go to see Wayne Newton as a goof, like we did.
And
I did it before you did it. I did the front row. Wayne Newton lit the guy up.
Well, that's right, when it was Mike O'Mara's divorce Christmas in...
When the guy threw up on the plane coming out
Las
of
Vegas.
Chicago.
Right.
Yeah, and I went there to the front row, and he came out in a spacesuit.
Cool.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. There's another thing I had to goof on last night. Hold on, there's on the phone. When they were doing the intro, it was so Elvis-like. Did you pick up on this, Rob? Where they said... Wayne Newton is Mr. Las Vegas. Uh-huh. He's the incredible showman. And then it's him in front of that Welcome to Vegas sign. Yep. And he says, plus, I do karate to stay in shape. And he does the move, and goddamn if it wasn't like Elvis doing karate.
Well, who did he steal his act for? I mean, that is rap on Wayne Newton, that he stole Elvis's act. I mean, really, he did.
I have always been physically fit. I play tennis, and I am a black belt in karate. It's so horrible.
I mean, Wayne Newton was Wayne performing at the same time Elvis was?
Yeah.
When they were there. And there were similarities between the act, but after, you know, the whole karate thing always amazes me.
The thing about Wayne Newton is
I don't want to accuse him of stealing Elvis's act.
He became very good friends with Elvis.
No one could steal my act, man.
After Elvis died. Now he says, Elvis and I were very close.
We are down to the final dance in our marathon two-night first-round competition, and that dance belongs to a man who's performed for presidents, kings, queens, jacks, and assorted gambling paraphernalia. It's Mr. Las Vegas.
The show is so gay.
I know.
But we watch it, though.
Cheryl Burke.
Kings, queens, jacks.
I'm a performer, and I'm best known as Mr. Las Vegas. I started performing at the age of 4 years old and then came to Las Vegas when I was 15. I didn't get to go to my prom. I didn't get to go to things that guys usually do when they're in their teens and 20s. And when I got the opportunity and the invitation to do this, I thought,
my plastic surgeon will be happy.
It's never too late.
It's never too late.
Never too late.
I'm Cheryl Burke. I've been lucky enough to get great partners in the past.
What does he talk about? Doing karate.
It's coming up. It's after she speaks.
Hello.
This is her coming into Wayne's house.
Oh, they're meeting.
Cheryl, you should be coming down the stairs and not me.
It's a pleasure meeting you.
Fast forward this a little bit. Hold on a second.
Yeah, blah, 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 blah. What's this word?
And she's doing a phenomenal job.
As long as we stay on time to the music.
This is where Wayne's in the tub, right? Wayne's in his Scarface bathtub.
I became a black belt. This requires...
There it is. Got it.
Stayed fit. I water ski. I play tennis. I studied karate extensively. I became a black belt. This requires a great deal more energy than I anticipated.
Okay. The karate or the dancing?
Yes.
What's the name? Cheryl is the name of his...
Cheryl. Hello, Cheryl. Come into my special Wayniac bathroom.
Hello, Donna. Mike's show.
Radio G.O.D.'s. What's happening?
Hey, what's up?
Mike.
Yes, sir.
I love you.
Thank you. I love you, too.
Yesterday when you told me you were too full of trail mix to have sex, I fell out, man. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. True. Just telling the truth. The truth. That's just the way it is. And there, you know, and it's a message to you know, people out in the audience that it might benefit them. Don't eat too much trail mix before bed.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Martin Short in Father the Bride with Frank.
Frank. My name is Frank.
You're beautiful, Frank. Wayne Newton. I would love to see those tuxedo pants fall to the floor. You are just so fantastic, including my partner, my British partner. Oh, who's the Asian chick that I don't even want to look at?
Hello, Joe.
I give you
a slevin.
Oh, I just love the male dancers on this show. It makes me so happy. Mr. Newton, may I see your Newton?
I'm Tom Bergeron. Don and Mike were right. I'm self-loathing.
I hate my life.
Contemplating suicide. Oops, hold on. That's not like the Today Show. It doesn't go on and on and on.
And it has that little da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
You're watching this, you're gay. You're talking about this on the radio, you're even gayer.
We are. We're more than 5% now because we're watching it, too.
The last half hour on your show, you've played cards on the radio and talked about Wayne Newton. Say hello to a zero rating.
Congratulations again, boys.
Okay, we got to do this. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.